A new report from the Ministry of Environmental Protection has revealed Beijing is at the centre of China's worst area for air quality. Well, CRI's Lucy Du has the details.
The new report says in 74 Chinese cities, the average air quality readings only met the minimum standards for just over half of the days through the first 6 months of the year. Among these cities, Beijing, Tianjin, and the province of Hebei, which surrounds them, suffered through the worst pollution in the country. Lu Yi is with the Ministry of Environmental Protection.
According to the statistics, the prime pollutants are PM2.5 and ozone. Regionally speaking, in Beijing, Tianjin, and its neighboring Hebei province, the number of days when air quality readings meet standard only accounts for 31% in the first half of this year.
Coal burning, vehicle exhaust, construction projects, and general industry are cited as the main factors behind the heavy pollution. The report comes amid expectations of a government plan to cut air pollution over the next 5 years. The plan is reportedly going to require cities and provinces to sign contracts to reduce their carbon emissions and eliminate industries that cause heavy pollution. Tang Guigang is the deputy director of the China National Environmental Monitoring Center. He says the drive for better air quality has to include the corporate sector.
It is clearly stated in the Environmental Impact Assessment Report that some enterprises have to monitor environmental qualities at sensitive locations around, including the monitoring on water, air, underground water, as well as soil. Through their surveys, timely and effective measures can be taken to prevent from future pollution to surrounding environment.
The Environment Ministry has already issued new regulations demanding companies to make their impact on the environment public. Companies will have to publish their environmental impact starting as of next year. New calls for a supervision system are also being made to set up a system which monitors the authenticity of the information companies are putting out. For CRI, this is Lucy Du.